92.1 FM, KMZA.
Moving on to our championship match, our penultimate game here in Burlingame. Class 1A, D1, Burlingame Substate Championship coming up between Donford West and Centralia. Both these two teams met last year in the Substate Championship. D-West winning that one on Centralia's own turf. And if you don't think that this is going to be personal for Centralia, well, you'll be thinking wrong, because this is going to be a big-time matchup for the Panthers. They're going to want this one badly. Donovan West has played two really, really well-played matches. They won both of them in two straight sets. As for Centralia, they kind of struggled a little bit with Troy, which is a team that they beat three times this year. Of course, Troy playing their best volleyball of the year up until Centralia upended them in the semifinal round, that being their only match of the tournament so far. Should be interesting to see how this one plays out, and should be a lot of fun as we are about to get this one underway. Let's step aside for 90 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. The next time you have a break, let's talk.
See Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri.
There are a lot of jobs out there. Come for a job and stay for a career at Life Care Center of Seneca. We are offering a $3,500 sign-on bonus for all nursing staff. As an employee, when you refer a new hire, you are paid $1,000. The bonus pay starts on the first check. Flexible schedules, education assistance for license and certifications, and excellent pay and benefits. Call Lisa or Ashley at 785-336-3528.
336-3528. The answer is yes, SBS.
This is Lauren Henry. Got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
All right, here we go. About to get this one underway. You're in Burlingame, the championship match with the winner headed to Dodge City. Centralia couldn't quite make it there last year. D-West was able to beat them in the sub-state championship. Rematch for the ages. Should be a lot of fun. Let's take a look at the starters. First for Donovan West, the visitors on the scoreboard. Number one, a 5'4 senior, Tegan Reno. Number seven, a 5'1 junior, Brenna Eady. Number 10, a 5'10 senior, Hannah Albers. Number 20, a 5'7 sophomore, Kaya Keller. Number 21, a 5'10 junior, Katie Johnson. Number 25, a 5'7 sophomore, Belle Smith. And number 36, a 5'3 senior, Ava Gladhart. The Donovan West Mustangs are head coached by Andrea Keller. And for the Centralia Panthers, the home team and the number one seed, get the home team on the scoreboard, said it twice. Their first starter is number 5, a 5'6 junior, Owen Dieners. Number 7, a 5'7 freshman, Hayden Kramer. Number 8, a 5'10 freshman, Josie Haberkamp. Number 11, a 5'6 junior, Hayden Kramer. Number 15, a 5'9 junior, Marissa Brockstrom. And number 19, a 5'9 junior, Isabel Haberkamp. Players to watch for Donovan West, Katie Johnson, Belle Smith, and Melina Weckstein. Belle Smith, the center, she has had a phenomenal day, only made just a couple of mistakes, but I can count them on my hand, the amount of mistakes she's made today. And as for Centralia, Marissa Brockstrom, Owen Dieters, and Tatum Kramer. Tatum Kramer, the center, did a fantastic job setting up the Panthers to a win over Troy. Veters and Brockstrom on the attack. Brockstrom wasn't great in the third and second sets in their win over Troy. And she was phenomenal in that first set. We'd love to get her going if you're a Centralia fan. And Owen Veters is just as consistent as any player, an all-state player for sure. Dozen West fans to my right. Australia fans across the way. We've got some empty seats to my left. Australia has certainly traveled better than Donovan West, unfortunately, for the Mustangs. It's a little bit more of a trip for the West. All right, let's do this. Same black-on-black uniforms for Australia. Orange sleeves. Orange brushing down the sleeves, that is. And for the West, the white unis fading down to the navy blue, the blue shorts, orange and white emblem on the shoulder blade. And here we go with the championship. Donovan West will be going from left to right. They'll serve it first, and Charlie will be doing the opposite. Elena Weststein will do the honors, the 5'6 senior, and we are underway here on the championship match. Returned by Tori Tuckelman, here's a set by Kramer, far side for Dieters, deflected by Katie Johnson, keeps it alive, set far side, hit over by Kaya Keller, nice dive to the right side by Hayden Kramer, that's blocked, and Donovan West gets the first point of the match on a block from the near side by Bell Smith. Rising up to the near side, it's 1-0 Mustang. Serve middle for Kuckelman. Set to the near side of Black. Nice dig by Edie. Here's a set up in the air and hit over by Keller. Backside return by Hayden Kramer. Set near side. Eaters with a blast. That's deflected out of bounds. Australia responds with a point of their own. And if this is the atmosphere that will set the tone for the rest of the night, we are in for a fun one. Owen Eaters to serve it. Waiting for a substitution for Donovan West. Looks like we're ready to go. Here it comes. Backside return is a little bit too strong. Keeping it alive is Smith, but Brady could not keep it alive. Coming on the attack line, she hits it into the net. And that will be a point for Centralia. It's 2-1. Here's another serve. Return by Ava Gladhart. Set by Bell Smith. Far side for Katie Johnson. Blocked back down! By Joycey Haverkamp, the freshman. And it's 3-1 for Australia. Turned by Reno, set far side for Katie Johnson. That one deflected and out of bounds. And a nice response by Donovan West. And it's 3-2. Served by Smith, back line return, Kuckelman, set to the near side, big lineup that is way too strong, and makes it 3-3. Nice response by D. West. Stepping far side, and wind up that is blocked. And out of bounds, Centralia with a big time kill, and once again, the freshman, Josie Haverkamp stepping up in a big-time way. Panthers back up by one. Back and forth starts in a fun one. Claire Hyen with the serve. In return, clean by Gladhart. Here's a set by Smith to Katie Johnson. Big windup, and that is down for the kill. Katie Johnson gets it down. We are tied 4-4. Serve coming from Brennan Eady this time. The Donovan West libero set to the far side. Big windup, and that one is down for the kill with a big left-hand response by Tatum Kramer. It is 5-4 Australia. They're back up by one. And substitution will bring Kinsey Niehaus back into the game. Goes to the middle. Set by Smith. Far side. Reno versus Rock. The far side. Kuckelman sets to the near side, and it'll be a violation against Donovan West. Or excuse me, against Australia. And makes it 5-5. Katie Johnson to serve. Goes to the far side. Here's the set. We're back to the back side. And a big front blow for Hayden Kramer. Rising up, using that athleticism. Hayden Kramer and Josie Haverkamp, the two freshmen, have been the marquee players for Centralia so far. Turned by Katie Johnson. Set up in the air by Belle Smith. For Hannah Albers, that's too strong. And it is 7-5. Favor of the Gals in Black. Service from Hayden Kramer. That one kept alive by Edie. It was close to the out-of-bounds line. Katie Johnson blocked up front. Was kept alive. Nice effort by Reno. Pop it up in the air. Set near side for Dieters. That's blocked. Kept alive by the Panthers. Set to near side. She'll try it again. Set it over to the backside for Edie. To the libero. Katie Johnson will be on the attack line. Gets it to the far side. Here's a set to the near side for Centralia. Peters hits it over to Belle Smith. Albers over to Whitstein as she gets it down for the kill. And that makes it 7-6. And Courtney Johnson will now serve it with the U.S. up by one here in set number one. Big blast by Peters. Too strong. And they're going to say annihilation against Jonathan West. And we are tied 7-7. So negate that point that Jonathan West would have gotten. Oh, correction, 8-6. Had my leads mixed up. It was 7-6 Centralia. Now it's 8-6 Centralia. That one gets through the blocker and down for the kill for Melina Wettstein. The blocker was Josie Haverkamp. It's now 8-7. Taking Reno now serve it for the Mustangs as they trail by one. Dieters sets for the near side from Tatum Kramer. Big time blast by Joseph Haverkamp. That's returned by Reno. Go to the far side with it. And Kuppelman with a return set over by Tatum Kramer. Reno to Smith. Tipped over by Melina Wittstein. It's down. And we are tied 8-8. Brennan Heating checks in for Tatum Johnson. So they go a little bit smaller. Johnson and Albers, the 2 5-foot-10 gals, are out for this one. Service to the back line. Owen Dieters, set by Tatum Kramer. For Owen Dieters from the middle, nice return by Reno on the dig. Now by the net, battle won by Centralia, stays on the U.S. side, tipped over to Centralia's side. Here's a set from Tatum Kramer to the near side. Dieters tries to tip it over. A wherewithal by Smith, and now starts the fast one over, and he goes into the net. Trying to do a little bit too much with it. It's now 9-8 Centralia. Centralia has led the full way so far. Been back in fourth. 1-2 point leads for Centralia. Big wind up for Wettstein. Too strong. And it is now 10-8 here in our opening set. Served by Tatum Kramer. Far side. Returned by Kaya Keller. Set it right back to her. That one deflected. Through the blockers is Centralia's side. Third hit is a free ball hit over by Dieters. Here's a setup for Melina Wettstein, and that gets through. Tori Kuckelman and down for the kill to make it 10-9. Much needed point for D West. And it is now Wettstein with the serve. Kuckelman with the return. Gets it up backwards for Dieters. Deflected and it's down for the kill. And this Centralia attack has been off to a great start. They have a 11-9 lead. Dieters with the serve. Return by Gladhart. Backwards set for Courtney Johnson. Took over by Katie Johnson. Return by Isabel Haverkamp. They can wind up. That's way too long for Hayden Kramer. And it's 11-10. And Albers checking in for Courtney Johnson. Service coming up for Belle Smith. That one return is not good by Tori Kuckelman. That's going to be an ace. The Jersey are tied here in this first set, 11-11. This one better by Kuckelman, set by Kramer, big windup, and now on by Haverkamp. Nice dig by Reno going to her left. And Kai Keller is stuffed, but Centralia has it go to their side. Dieters hits it to the back line. Here's a set by Bell Smith and tipped over by Keller. Popped up in the air by Tatum Kramer, set by Haverkamp and hit over by Katie Kramer. Set by Smith, Katie Johnson blasts one. Nice dig by Owen Dieters going to her left. And he'll send a free ball over with Katie Kramer. Chance for D-West, setting one up for Katie Johnson, and not a very good setup for her. She had to kind of just set it over in order to keep the play alive. Big blast that is kept alive. Taking Reno, still alive, and also Ruth twice, and hit over by Katie Johnson. Still alive for Jonathan West. And big blast, that one by Gladhart into the net, tipped over but down on the D-West side. What a rally, and they're going to say Sandra West playing a violation against Centralia. And D. West takes the lead. It's 12-11. What a big time swing of events on that play. A fantastic rally. D. West gets the point. They're up 12-11. Here's a set to the middle. Tip over. And Kylie Keller trying to keep it alive. She does. Three ball sent over Centralia's way. Tuckelman. Here's a set to the near side, waiting for it, and blasting that one, and it is down for the kill for Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. We are tied 12-12. Substitution, Claire Heinen will check in to serve. In for Josie Haverkamp, so they will go a little bit smaller, the lone 5'10 gal for Centralia. Here's a set by Smith, setting up for Katie Johnson. Nice dig going to the right, Owen Dieter. Set to the near side, tipped over by Hayden Kramer, and tipped down by Ashley Alice against Katie Johnson. Reached behind her head and kind of forced that, palmed it, and tried to just dunk it down. And two straight points after trailing by one to get Centralia back up by one, 13-12. And a bad return by Ava Gladhart, that's going to be an ace. Claire Heinen with a great serve. Ava Gladhart couldn't contain it. Brennan Eady will check back in for Ava Gladhart. Turned by Heinen. Turned by Eady, popped up in the air. Set this one up for Hannah Albers, who waits on it. Turned by Heinen. Hit up in the air by Tatum Kramer. Stepping into it is Tatum Kramer. Nice dig by Tegan Reno. Katie Johnson gets the kill. Didn't have too much that time. And makes it 14-13. Ava Gladhart checking back in. She checks in for Kaya Keller, serve from Brennan Eady. And that one grazes the net and goes over. Nice dig. Owen Dieters lining one up, and that one deflected, but into the hands of Eady. Setting one up for Katie Johnson. Whistle violation against Jonathan West. Makes it 15-13 Panthers. Into Niehaus coming in to serve for Centralia. Return goes over to Centralia. It's nice, an easy dump down for Marissa Brockerman. Everyone here on the Jonathan West side wants a lift for basically throwing that one down. They're not going to get the call. It's 16-13, their largest lead in quite some time. Backward set. Johnson blocked! Big time block! By Hayden Kramer, and Centralia side explodes. They're up 17-13. Timeout is called by Jonathan West. Let's step aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Mitch Otmer, Regional Market President for Nemaw County at Community National Bank. As Regional Market President, my primary focus is the lending departments in both Seneca and Sabetha. And in Nemaw County, our biggest thing we do is ag lending. I think people want to come see us because I do have a lot of experience. I've been here 17 years. Come see me for help financing your farm, business, or purchasing your next home.
You feel right at home. Community National Bank.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
KMZA.
Jonathan West has picked up a yellow card for their fans yelling at the official. I don't blame her for making the call. The fans were very boisterous. I mean, it wasn't a good call, but at the same time, fans got to keep themselves under control. This is a game that we're playing here, folks. 17-13 our score. Centralia leads by 4. The official setting the tone here for what is and isn't allowed from both fan sides. Place is getting rowdy. 17-13 Centralia lead, first set. Tip over Katie Johnson. Nice dig. Corey Kuckelman. To your side, big blast, but deflected. And through Johnson West side. Set for Reno. That one big by Dieters. They're going to stay a point for Johnson West on a violation against Centralia. Substitution, Ava Gladhart comes out. Back in is Elena Wettstein. 17-14, our score. Johnson with a serve. Kuckelman with a return set by Kramer near side. Big blast block. And Centralia keeps it alive. Set to the far side. That one is into the net. And back-to-back points for Donovan West after the timeout. It's 17-15. Israeli Keller, the head coach for Donovan West, telling Ken Albers, good job on that play. Tough return by Kuckelman. Beautifully done. And a great serve. Rising up, looking it up in the air, keeping alive is Evie. Well done by Smith, and Smith gets it over. Well done by Donovan West. Improvisation skills that time. Now it's blocked to the net, and they're going to say that it's really across the line. And it's 17-16. Three straight points for Donovan West after the timeout. Nice tip over by Tim Kramer. That's going to be a win. Four straight points. And it makes it 17-17. Katie Johnson now with the serve. Nice dig by Kuckelman, keeping it alive for Centralia. Hit over by Dieters. Here's a set by Smith to the far side. Winding up, Marino is partially blocked. And Kuckelman sets to the near side. Big wind up, and now on through the hands and down for a point. Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman, with the kill, and the Panthers back up by one. So after 4 points in a row for Donovan West, Centralia back up by one. Serve returned by Needy and tipped over and down. Well done by Bell Smith. It makes it 18-18. Service coming from Johnson, Courtney Johnson that is. Wind up and that went into the net. That's going to be double hit. Donovan West leads it 19-18. Donovan West has scored 6 of the last 7 points. Johnson, not a great serve off the side of her hand, but it stays in. It almost was an ace. Big wind up, and now a nice dig by Edie on the try from Marissa Brockstrom. Over to the back line. Here's a set for Tatum Kramer to the near side. Owen Dieters lines into one, and that's down for the kill. Wettstein and Smith both got a hand on that one, but it falls down on the U.S. side, and we are tied 19-19. Kuckelman, the back line, return by Edie, set to the far side. Smith hits it over, that's blocked, it down for the big-time block for Tatum Kramer. How about the setter? And Centralia right back up by one. Turn by Edie. Set backwards, wind up, that's blocked by Dieters, kept alive by Donovan West and set over. By Katie Johnson. Here's a set to the near side. Dieters lines one up. Tipped over defenders. Good job right there. Courtney Johnson blocked at the net by Dieters. Back to the U.S. side. Get over by Tegan Reno. Kuckelman. Kuckelman keeping it alive, but Dieters scrambles, keeps it alive, and gets it over. Edie. Courtney Johnson sets it up for Milena Wittstein, and it's down for the kill. We are tied 20-20.
Let's go, Vikings!
Service from Tegan Reno to the back line. Returned by Kuckelman. She's done a great job returning. A good one there. And a little butt by Dieters over. They're ready for it. Centralia gets it back. Here's a set from Kramer to the near side. Dieters just sets it over as well. That's a bad return. And Centralia gets away with one. Miscommunication coming to the near side. I believe that was Wettstein and Courtney Johnson. Converging, and neither of them can get it. 21-20 Centralia. Service by Kramer. Return by Keller. They'll give it right back to her, and that one gets through and down for the kill. We are tied 21-21. Big time response for Jonathan West after losing the lead. 21 all service from Weststein. Returned by Kuckelman. Set by Kramer for Dieter. Partial blocked, but through Jonathan West's side. Kai Keller gets over the defenders. Returned by Kuckelman. Up in the air for Kramer. Third ball is going to be a free ball hit over. Returned by Courtney Johnson. Hit up in the air by Smith. And not a great setup for Katie Johnson. She just bumps it over herself. Big windup and not a big hit by Haberkamp. Jonathan West ready for it. Katie Johnson. Nice dig by Centralia's Tatum Kramer to the back line for Kevin Reno with a nice dig. Ty Keller on a nice rally here, back and forth we go. But to the near side, Owen Dieter lines one up, and that one, nice dig. Keeping it alive, they get over to Centralia's side. Here's set by Tatum Kramer, the near side, Dieter will try one again. That was blocked, kept alive, for Kimberly is out for the kill. And it is 22-21, Centralia. And substitution will bring Ada Gladhart back into the game for D-West. Exiting is Melina Weststein. Serve coming from Dieter, up by one for Centralia. Returned by Gladhart. Set to the far side for Katie Johnson. Partially blocked. Kept alive for Centralia. Battles. And then it's down on the Centralia side, and we are tied 22-22. What a fun first set this has been. Substitution Hannah Albers is going to give them some more length, and she'll come in for Courtney Johnson. Service coming up for Belle Smith, the 5'7 sophomore. And that one goes over. Nice dig by Kuckelman on the serve. Taking this one up, and that one is too long for Isabella Haberkamp, and it is 23-22. Here's a serve once again from Smith. Returned by Kuckelman. Here's a set to the near side. Big windup, and that is down for the kill. Major blast from Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. We are tied 23-23. This championship has been everything we've expected it to be. And folks, we are just in set number one. 23-23. Heinen into the net. A service error. And it's 24-23. It'll be set point number one. Fans on their feet on the Dodger West side. Brent Eady with a serve. Trying to end right here. Now a timeout is going to be called before the play starts. So we'll go ahead and step aside as well. Let's take a break for 30 seconds here on the MFE Sports Radio Network.
All projects start here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. If one of your projects is to keep your home warm with a supply of wood pellets, remember Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware have a supply of premium pellets on hand. Their wood pellets are priced competitively and will provide efficient heat for your pellet burning stove. Stock up on wood pellets today and you'll have peace of mind for keeping everything warm. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber and Hardware in Seneca. Open weekdays 7:30 to 5:30 and Saturdays 8 to noon.
92.1 FM KMZA.
24-23, set point number one coming up here for Jonathan West. It will be Brenna Eady doing the serving for the Mustangs. Here it comes. Returned by Dieters. Set to the far side. Tipped over and down for the kill from Isabel Haberkamp, and we're going to the extra. Substitution will bring in Kenzie Niehaus, and Isabel Haberkamp will come to the bench. Niehaus will serve it to 5'6 junior for Centralia. It's underway. Return, Gladhart, Smith, to take in Reno. It's down for the kill. 25-24. Jonathan West back up by one. And set point for the Mustangs once again. Served by Katie Johnson, and that one is down for the ace, and that is it! 26-24, D-West wins the opening set. What a fun first set. We'll go ahead and step aside for 2 minutes, and come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Knights of Columbus is a Catholic organization that gives millions to charity each year. Hi, this is Kirby Schmelbly, field agent for the Knights of Columbus in Seneca. I also want to remind you that we offer life insurance, long-term planning, and our retirement products are guaranteed to never lose money. Some of our investment rates have raised significantly, so call me and we can discuss some ideas that would be a good fit for you. 785-213-5787. That's 785-213-5787.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Pure Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Kansaland Radio.
Here we go with set number two after Donica West wins set number one, 26-24. And we got a violation. We get Donica West on the first play after D. West returned the serve. And Coach Keller not too happy with that call. Not happy with the call, excuse me. Not happy with her player on that play. As here's the set over by Katie Johnson. Returned by Josie Haverkamp, a big windup, and now we're blasted way out of bounds by Isabel Haverkamp. Didn't have a chance on that one. We are tied 1-1. Ultimately, that was a first set that was pretty mistake-free from both teams. Nice dig by Tuckelman on the return, set to the far side, big windup, and now we're blocked. Back to Centralia's side, and Centralia touches the net. It's 2-1. Both teams trading blows back and forth with some nice long rallies. Ultimately, it was a 26-24 first set victory for the Mustangs. Here's a set backwards, running up and blasting that one. Duncan West is ready for it. Here's a set by Tatum Kramer to get it out from beyond the net. And over to Duncan West's side. Here's a set Bell Smith over to Katie Johnson. Nice dig, moving to our left feeders. Kramer, and now feeders will just hit it over. On the third hit, it goes over to the Centralia side. It's dumped down on the back line by Josie Haverkamp, the 5'10 freshman. Makes Donovan West pay for that mistake, and we are tied 2-2. Serve coming from Claire Heinen now. Return good from Glad Hart. Sends one up for Katie Johnson, and gets the kill, makes it 3-2. Need to get her going early and often for Donovan West. They want some success. For Centralia, they'd love to do the same for Marissa Brockstrom and Owen Dieters, as well as Josie Haverkamp. Turn good. That's the far side for Brockstrom, and that's blocked. Nice dig by Dieters to keep it alive for Centralia. They just set it over to the west side. Setting up for Katie Johnson, and that one is set wide. Was it tipped? No. And it will be 3-3. And Dieters, I think, thought that one of her teammates touched it, because she looked like she was disappointed. But she will get the point. Her and her teammates will get the point. It's 3-3. Service will come from Kimsey Niehaus, returned by Edie. Here's a set to the near side. Big windup for Reno, returned by Dieters. Set this one up for Dana Kramer, and that one is down for the kill. It was partially blocked, but it went out of bounds. It's 4-3, Centralia. Return back line by Reno. Backward set by Smith for Katie Johnson. And that one is wide as well. Her last two attempts have been just a little bit too far to her left, and she has both times been on the right side of the court. Another serve from Niehaus, and this one just tipped over, but blocked. Back to the dark and wet side, set to the near side. Reno blasts one to the back line. Dieters ready for it. Picks this one up for Brockstrom, tips it over a defender, but U.S. is there. Setting it up for Katie Johnson. That one is another nice take by Dieters. Set to the far side for Aiden Kramer. That's blocked. Tipped alive by Terry momentarily, and it's down. And nice block up front for Donovan West. It's 5-4. And Albers taking Reno. And Melina Wetstein now up front for D West. Four back, two up to return this serve from Katie Johnson. And that goes over the net. Another nice dig by Kuckelman. And sniffed over by D West just to trail aside. Here's the setup for Haberkamp, and that is down for the kill. Make a play now, Caden Kramer. And the 5'7 freshman with that blast, and she'll serve it. I'm telling you, these two freshmen, they have been dynamite. Serve to the back line. ED with the return set near side. The blast from Wittstein through a couple defenders to the Centralia side. Set far side for Owen Dieter, so tip it over, and that's down! Over Hannah Albers. Nobody was behind her on the far side. And it's 7-4. Four straight points for Centralia to make it 7-4. You're going to set to the near side. Lane Wetstein, partially blocked, gets by momentarily, but it's eventually down. Make it 7-5. Big time points there for the Mustangs, trying to sign me a run for the Panthers. And this will be Courtney Johnson serving for D West. Turns a good one from Kuckelman once again. Running into one is Peters, blasts it down for the kill. A monster blast from the 5'6 junior, Owen Dieters. It is 8-5, the ever-powerful, fantastic athlete, Owen Dieters. And Corey Kuckelman with her first mistake of the day, says a service error. She has been immaculate at returning serves, making some spectacular digs. But this one, she puts into the net, it's 8-6. Taken Reno goes to Kuckelman. Up in the air by Tatum Kramer. And that one blocks from an attempt for Haberkamp. It gets over to the U.S. side, though. It's poked over. And scrambling for it. Centralia, they can't get it. It'll be Courtney Johnson who gets the point, and it is now 8-7. Donovan West rallying to keep this one close. Now a chance to tie it. Centralia got up 7-4 at one point after scoring 4 points in a row. Set by Kramer. They wind up for Haberkamp. That's way long. That one hit the pad behind the basketball goal on the flight. And we are tied 8-8. Serve from Reno. That one returned by Dieters. Set by Kramer. Back to Dieters from the middle. Nice dig. Keep it alive momentarily. And Tony Johnson pumps it up about 4.5 feet up into the air, but it falls to the hardwood. And Centralia gets a big time point with the tie. And now Panthers back up 9-8. Second set. Donovan West winning set number one, 26-24. Here's a set. The far side, it's blocked by Dieters, and it goes out of play. Noah Dieters with a spectacular block to put Centralia back up by two. Here's the serve now from Tatum Kramer. On the far side, return clean, set to the near side. Hit over and out, too strong by Kaya Keller. It was close, but looks to me like it was out, and timeout's going to be called by Coach Keller. 11-8, Centralia leads it. We'll take a break here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals can outfit you with the tools you need for inside projects. They have three styles of floor sanders, sheetrock jacks, carpet stretchers, indoor scaffolding, a texture gun for ceilings and walls, a tile scraper remover, carpet cleaners and solutions, even a portable table saw and sliding compound miter saw. Go online to their website, HeinenTrueValue.com, for all their rental tool listings. And like them on Facebook, Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rentals in downtown Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
11-8, our score here in set number two. Jared Selby back with you. Championship game here in the Tough State Tournament in Burlingame. Winner goes to state. Loser goes home. Here's the serve from Tatum Kramer. Here's the set for Bell Smith, and it's slapped over by Kaya Keller. Set by Tatum Kramer to the far side for Centralia's Owen Dieters. Through the blocker, and down for the kill. Brennan Eady with a diving effort to try to keep it alive, but they quite reach out and grab it. It's now 12-8. They've now scored 4 points in a row. Was 8-8. Turned by Brennan Eady. Here's a set backwards. Elena Wetstein to the back line. Returned by Centralia. Set up in the air. Dieters just dunks it over. There's a set to the near side, and Ty Keller will return the favor. Set with Kramer, far side, Dieter with the blast of the run, and that's through the defenders and down in between Wittstein and Smith. And that is now five in a row to make it 13-8. Here's a set from the near side, and Keller can't quite get that one through. Blast by Dieter is deflected, and a wild return, and unable to get to it was Brennan Eady. And it's 14-8. That is 6 points in a row for Centralia. Service back near side, returned by Keller. Set by Cody Johnson, and that one is into the net. Make it seven in a row. Three before a timeout, four after a timeout. And it's 15-8. Return good for D-West. They'll just tip it over with Wittstein. Here's a set by Kramer, near side. Blasted by Haberkamp, but a return for Cody Johnson. Hit over by Reno from beyond the attack line. Set Kramer, far side. Dieter splits a charge into one. It leaks over to the U.S. side and trying to get it back over. Nice block by Dieter. The U.S. side still. Now they just tip it over to Centralia's side. Scrambling now are the Panthers. They get it over. Here's a set by Cody Johnson to the near side. And Ty Keller will now just set it over. Here's a set Keller, regular Garden Kramer, and Dieter. Nice dig by Reno, but they can't keep it alive. And that is a big time blast to make it 8 points in a row to make it 16-8. 30-second break, 16-8 second set here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Keep it.
It's messing up on me.
Jonathan West has again tied 8-8. It started out with 4 straight points by Centralia to go up 7-4. Four the next five by the U.S. to make it 8-8, and then 8 in a row for Centralia is how we get here. It's 16-8. Jared Sovey with you. Kirk coming back in the booth. Haven't given him any credit today. He's been with me for 6.5 hours now, so big shout-out to Kirk for helping us out with the broadcast. And also a big shout-out to also all of our amazing sponsors for making these broadcasts possible. Service coming up for Tatum Kramer, retained by Katie Johnson. She'll get it right back. Blasts one from beyond the attack line. That is long. Make it 9 in a row. There's a set to the far side. Melina Wittstein. That's blocked. Back to the west side. This one turned to spiral out of control for Donovan West. Up in the air, Dieters will send a free ball over. Can D. West get a run going here? Keep themselves alive in set number two and avoid a third set. Here's a set to the far side. Dieters kind of just has to hit this one over D. West's way. And Katie Johnson does the same. Dieters with a return. Backward set by Kramer. Charging into one and a big time kill for the 10th point in a row for Isabel Haberkamp. This is an unreal run. In an unprecedented time, the second set of the championship with Centralia losing the first set, they have made a statement. And now whistle and a rotation violation will snap that streak. And Donovan West will get the points. It is now 18-9. Here's a serve from Elena Wettstein, returned by Kuckelman, backwards set. Stepping into one, Dieters is blocked. Kuckelman keeps it alive for Centralia, backwards set. This one hit over by Haberkamp, deflected it through. It is 19-9. Substitution, Gladhart out. Gladhart in, Wettstein out. They scored 11 in the last 12. This will be slapped over by the Panthers through a couple of blocks. Here's a set by Smith to the near side, stepping into one, and that's down for a kill for Kaya Keller of Jonathan West. It's now 19-10. Return good for Centralia, set to the far side, and that one blocked, but it's out of bounds. That makes it 20-10. They have now scored 12 of the last 14 points. Return is not good from Gladhart. They're going to have to scramble to get this over, and they do with Katie Johnson getting it over just from inside the attack line. Big smash and it's down in the middle by Melissa Brockstrom. It hasn't called her name in a while. It's now 21-10 as this monster run continues. I think Jonathan Weston kind of waved their white flag and said, let's take this to a third set. Not a good return, and that's going to be an ace. This Centralia crowd is going bonkers. 14 of the last 16. And so the free ball over on the return. Here's a set to the near side, and stepping into one, that's Johnson, that is out of bounds against Jonathan West on the block. And Isabel Hamerkamp with the kill, it is now 22-10. Excuse me, 23-10. And Jonathan West, nice big time blast by Katie Johnson, but Centralia keeps it alive. They get it over. Here's a set by Smith. Right back to Katie Johnson. Now one blocked in there. Blocked and down on the Centralia side for the kill. Make it 23-11. Centralia, they went on a 10-point run and scored 15 of 17. Here's a set up for a little tip over by Isabel Haberkamp. That goes out of bounds. Jonathan West gets the point to make it 23-12. Wouldn't say the Stangs have given up, but got a lot of work to do to make this interesting once again here in set number two. That blast by Kramer is blocked at the net by Katie Johnson, and she'll just hit it over on a free ball. Here's a set by Katie Johnson to Kagan Reno. That's blocked back to the top of the left side and hit out of bounds up to the judge. And it is set point number one. And Kinsey Niehaus checking in. And for Isabel Haberkamp, there's a serve, and Jonathan West looked like they were not quite done rotating. Well, they were done rotating, but still some movement on down the west side. Bring this one up for Brockstrom. That one, nice job by Bell Smith to keep that alive. Hit over by Reno, and that is it for set number two. Step aside for 2 minutes. Come back with set number three here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
There is good news in the fight against breast cancer. Breast cancer deaths continue to decline thanks to the increased awareness and early detection through regular screening. Research has shown that breast cancer screenings such as a mammogram have been found to detect cancer early when it is most treatable. October is National Breast Cancer Awareness Month. If you're over 40, take this opportunity to schedule your annual mammogram. Call our radiology department at 785-336-0455 today to get your mammogram scheduled. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
It's harvest time, and we know it's important you have what you need to get the job done. We're always here for you at United Bank and Trust. Our Ag Lending Department is ready to help you purchase whatever you need to get the job done this harvest season. All of us here at United Bank and Trust want to wish all the farmers a safe and successful harvest. We appreciate your dedication and continued commitment to farming. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life, member FDIC.
Mm-hmm.
KMZA.
Here we go with set number three, a dominant second set for Centralia, winning it 25-12. They had a stretch where they got 10 points in a row and winning 15 of 17. That put them up 23-10, and they were able to win it from there. And would it happen any other way? Would you ask for anything different? A third set to decide who goes to state. Here we go. Donovan West with a serve. Not a great return by Tori Kuppelman of Centralia. But they do get it over with Isabel Haberkamp. Not a great return by Tegan Ringo. Centralia gets the first point of set number three. Donovan West trying to go back-to-back state title appearances, or state tournament appearances. Centralia trying to get back to the state tournament. And now a bad return by Tegan Reno once again. A couple of mistakes from the senior. And that's going to be an ace for Owen Dieters, and it's 2-0. Donovan West trying to stop this momentum that Centralia has garnered. They have a stranglehold of this match right now. Anderson goes to the far side. A bad return by Gladhart. And trying to get a free ball over. And they cannot. A 3-0 start for Centralia. Serve by Dieters once again. This is a better return by Reno, but it's still not very good. They have to scramble, and they just do get it over. Here's a set by Kramer. And this one is down for the kill. Was it touched? Yes, it was touched. That is the rule. That is why. Living, it was long, but it was touched. Josie Haberkamp with the kill for Centralia, and it is 4-0 to start things out. Dieters with the serve. Return by Reno. Near side, Katie Johnson puts the charge into one. Return by Kuckelman. Good dig. And putting a charge into one to the backside is Hayden Kramer. Return by Reno. And Kaya Keller hits it over for D. West. Here's a backward set. And now unblocked from Isabel Haberkamp. But that's going to be into the net. Not blocked. Blocked by the net. And that will be Donovan West's first point of this third set. You think Centralia wants this one? Ask the fans. They have been ruckus all night long. Set to the far side. And that one is way too strong. A little bit of adrenaline into that one from Hayden Kramer. Back-to-back points for D. West. Just what the doctor ordered. As well went down the steps. And now we got the ball back. And it will be Bell Smith with the service. Here it goes. Nice dig for Kuckelman once again after a nice serve. And that one deflected by the net. That's four hits. Centralia thought that it was blocked. It was not. It's three straight points. Four to 3-yard score. Third set. Championship match here in Burlingame. Donovan West and Centralia. Winner goes to Dodge City next weekend. And Owen Dieters got hit on the head, so he has been having to redo her hair here to get that all sorted out. But once again, it'll be Bell Smith. We'll be serving for the Sangs once we are ready to go. Goes to the backside. Nice return by Dieter, set by Kramer. And now one is hit down for the kill for Isabel Haberkamp, the 5'9 junior. Ends a 3-point run for Donovan West. Blair Heinen, the 5'6 sophomore, checking in for Centralia. That one over the net to Kaya Keller. Set by Bell Smith, and that one dunked down by Katie Johnson. Centralia ready for it. Hit over by Hayden Kramer. Bell Smith ready for that one. Setting this up for Katie Johnson. That one grazes the net. Immediately back over to the U.S. side. Set to the near side, Katie Johnson. That one, nice dig. Owen Dieters extends for that one. And that one blasted. Coming down for the kill for Hayden Kramer. From the far side down to the middle. Back-to-back points. It's 6-3, Centralia. Final set. In this championship match. Turn back side, not a great return by Reno, keeps it alive though, and Edie sets it over to Centralia's side. Up in the air by the ears. Backward set by Kramer. Now on his walk down. Nice job by Kaya Keller. With the rejection from Isabel Haver. Can't mean that one. And it's 6-4. I guess every rush could say meets that one after every single point in this match. Served by Edie. And now on Crazes. And it's down for the ace. And that is a very rare ace. Centralia, their coverage of serves is immaculate. But they get one by him at 6-5. Return by Kuckelman. Popped up in the air by Kramer and over by Kramer. Set to the middle for Katie Johnson. That's blocked by Brockerman. But they're going to say that she touched the net. And that's three straight points. It's 6-6. Good dig by Kuckelman on the return. Tipped over. Return by Smith. Set backwards and now into the net. Not a great decision. And Lena Westheim puts that one into the net. It's 7-6. Kinsey House with the serve. Return by Edie. Backward set for Katie Johnson. And a whistle, a violation against Centralia. Some more mistakes from the Panthers. And we are tied 7-7. Serve back middle, return by Kuckelman. Here's a set to the near side, stepping into one, and last one down for the kill is Peyton Kramer. And it's 8-7 Panthers. Peyton Kramer to serve it for Centralia. Here's a serve. And now on clips the net, but a nice dive by Katie Johnson to keep it alive. It's in a free ball over, but they can't get it over. Megan Reno can't quite get there, so short arms it. And it's 9-7. Back-to-back points for the Panthers. Return by Edie. Set by Smith. Far side to Albers. And she stuffs it into the net. Timeout called by Coach Keller of Jonathan West. We'll go ahead and take it with them. It's a 30-second break here on the MSU Sports Radio Network.
No matter where your home field is, Dyna-Gro Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, Dyna-Gro Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrient Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. Dyna-Gro Seed, your home field advantage.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
10-7, here in the championship match in the final set. Centralia leading Jonathan West, and they have the serve. Here is Hayden Kramer. Panthers trying to grow their lead. Jonathan West trying to get back into it. Edie will just set it over to the back line. Nice return by Kramer of Centralia. But Dieters is going to be blocked in the net. He'll get it right back. Here's a set back to Dieters. She'll hit this over to Katie Johnson in the middle. Set from Smith near side to Reno, and it'll be a violation against Australia. Either way, Kuckelman not a great return. It would have been Donovan West's point either way. And a major, major point for D. West to get it back to within two instead of let Australia's lead grow to four. Four back, two up on the return for Australia. Return by Kuckelman. Up in the air by Kramer, and Brockerman is the back line. Not the best return by Courtney Johnson. And a free ball is hit over. Dieters set it for Kramer. Back to Dieters, and she blasts that long. Was it tipped? No, it was not. Brockerman and everyone on the Centralia side swearing it was tipped, but not going to get the call. It's 10-9. Quickly, they're going to have to get to formation, and Centralia was still dumbfounded by the call, or lack thereof. And nice little quick over by Owen Dieters. Get that one down on the far side near the net, and it's 11-9. Reminder that Jonathan West's crowd has a yellow card charged against the Mustangs, which is one thing to keep in mind. They've been a pretty tame crowd since then, though, especially after losing a second set 25-12. There's a flash by Melina Westside. Get that one down to make it 11-10. It's been a tight, contested matchup. Jonathan West has now scored three of the last four. Here's a set of four Dieters. Over to Donovan West side. Smith can't quite get it over. It's blocked at the net. Now tipped over. Nice save by Kramer. Pops up in the air. Peterson out of bounds. They get it on the correct side of the pole. No. Then they're going to save the official. The official said it, that was on the wrong side of the pole on the back side, but the main official waves it off. So we play on. It's still 11-10. Centralia with it. Third ball hit over. Here's a set to the near side and hit to the far side for Tori Kuckelman. Set throw in Veters, and that one is going to be blasted up in the air for Reno. It's kept alive, and a free ball is going to be hit over by Katie Johnson. Well done by Dr. Collette. Here's a set far side, Owen Veters. That one tips through to Johnson. Set by Courtney Johnson, back to Katie Johnson, and that one barely getting over. Kuckelman trying to keep it alive, and it is not going to make it. So after that wild set, or that rally, excuse me, it included an official saying it was around the pole, but the other official overriding the call. Duncan West gets the point either way. It's 11-11. There's a return for Veters, and she hits it in a miscommunication. Nobody calling off anybody. Everybody moves away from the volleyball, and it drops, and it's 12-11, Centralia. And hit over to Centralia side, Kuckelman, now sending it to the far side. Veters is blocked, but tipped alive by Kramer. Hit a free ball over with Veters. Back line, retreat for the Mustangs, and Winston gets the return kill. Veters and Haber can't put black that one back over to down at the left side, and we are tied 12-12. What a fun one we've had here in the final set. Veters charges into one. That one, nice dig by Reno, setting it up. And got an awkward tip over by Keller at the net. Missed opportunity. Set far side for Veters, and it's down for the kill. Veters goes from the far side to the right side. Centralia back up by one. Has been back and forth since a 4-0 Centralia lead to start. That Klein retreats. A return, beg your pardon, by West Stein. A nice dig by Kuckelman. It's hit over, partially deflected. Haber can't. Nice tip over by Katie Johnson. Popped up in the air by Kramer. No lift call. The free ball sent over. Chance for the U.S. here. Smith sets one up for Katie Johnson, and a little set over for Hayden Kramer, who returns it. She gets it right back, deflected by the net. And that is going to be down for the kill. It's 14-12. Third set championship match. Centralia leads Donovan West 14-12. Served by Veters. Back line return. And this will be hit over by Johnson. Deflected off the net, but through to the Centralia side. Here's the run-up on it by Haber. Camp tipped up in the air. Kept alive. And from beyond the back line by a significant margin, it's into the net from Leia Westine. Only about 4 feet in front of the back line. So a tough play for Westine, which she probably should have went underhand with that one. It is now 15-12, three straight. Take it 15-12. Here's a set near side. Blast from Johnson, blocked by the net. They're going to say that it was not. They're going to say it was blocked by Centralia as they get it over. It was down for the kill for Isabel Abercamp, the 5'9 junior. It's 16-12, four straight. Now for the Panthers. Served by Dieters, back line. ED with a return. Here's a set wind up by Katie Johnson. That gets through a couple of Panthers. Both Kuckelman and Kramer crash into each other. Looks like they are okay. And a huge point for Donovan West to get back within three. It's 16-13, final set in the championship match. Winner goes to state. Nice day, Kuckelman. Set up for Kramer. And hit over by Hammer Camp. It is too strong. Back-to-back points, make it 16-14. Service now coming from Bell Smith, the center, to the back line. Returned by Kuckelman in the air for Kramer. It's tipped over and down on the far side for Hayden Kramer, the 5'7 freshman. Gives Australia a 3-point lead. Marissa Brosterman checking back in for Australia. She'll come in for Josie Haberkamp. Kuckelman also exits as well. Evie with a return. This sets it up for Katie Johnson. It's blocked by Brockman Texas down the west side and down. And it is 18-14. Heinen will now serve it, returned by Edie. Set by Smith for Katie Johnson, gets that one through. Australia side, they get the return. Rockstrom to the back line, and Reno can't handle it. Her and Edie converge. And it is now 19-14, and timeout is called by Donica West. What a rally by Australia at 19-14. Set aside for 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
If you're making plans for landscaping, your home, or business, you can get just what you want at Souther's Building Supply in Seneca. They have patio stones and rock in a choice of colors, including rose quartz, river rock, rainbow stone, and pond pebbles. Plus, they have everything for planting, like potting soil, topsoil, manure, and peat humus, just to name a few of the items that will make your lawn the best it's ever been. It's all at Souther's Building Supply on First Street in Seneca.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
19-14. Australia leads Donovan West here in set number 3 in the championship match. Berlin Games, Substate, Class 181. Australia just 6 points away from reaching state. They're Heinen to serve it once again. Returned by Edie. Australia on a nice little run here. Wind up, and now a cross once again by Brockman, right back into the face of Belle Smith. Looks like she's okay. And they're now up by 6, their largest lead of the set. And they can taste it over on the Panther sideline. Set this one up for Katie Johnson, and that's going to be a violation against Centralia, so the desperation point for the West. Maybe 20-15. Edie with a serve. Return clean by Aiden Kramer. Set up far side and Brockstrom. And not a great return by Edie. It was blasted to the back line, and the Jonathan West Libero couldn't handle it. Back to a 6-point lead for Centralia. 21-15. They're 4 points away from state. Serve to Edie. Set it up for Katie Johnson. She's blocked and it is down. It was Hayden Kramer with the block and it's starting to get out of control much like it did in the second set. It is 22-15. Serve to the back line. Return by Edie. Near side. Real Trojan one. By Hayden Kramer. 23-15. David Gladhart will check in. Here's a serve. And that return not very good. He gets over to the Centralia side. They'll get immediately right back to Jonathan West. Here's set up for Katie Johnson. Now we're going to slap it down to the near side. They've been missing that. Makes it 23-16. Elena Wettstein checks back in. Katie Johnson to return it. Here's a set. Far side. Eater, she'll just send it to the back line. Edie returns it. Might have went out possibly, but they keep it alive. And now on return by Centralia. Kramer sets it up for Mr. Brunson is down for the kill. 1 point away from state for Centralia. Here we go. This is a return for Donovan West, and that one gets alive, tipped over, and it's going to be a violation, and that is it. Centralia has taken the state 25-16 here in the final set. And they win the match 24-26, 25-12, 25-16. Let's step aside for a couple minutes, and we'll have the recap on this one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades, and that commitment has paid off. with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
For a free insurance quote, see Don Fate in Holton or Dan Lears in Hiawatha.
This is Whitney Wilson, owner of Downtown Seneca's best apparel, footwear, and accessory store. We believe in the power of community and the importance of supporting our local businesses. When you shop with us, you're not just buying apparel, footwear, and accessories. You're investing in your local community. At Fitted, we help you feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted with us, and be a part of something bigger. Stop by and see why people come back time and time again to visit with our friendly staff. Shop small, shop local, shop Fitted in downtown Seneca, Kansas.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm thick cut bacon sizzling on your stove. And while you were over there smearing your bagel, this little piggy went on a splatter spree.
And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, you'll be crying wee, wee, wee over this fire in your home. So get Allstate.
Contact your local Allstate agent, Brian Green, 785-271-5060. The Brian Green Agency, where you're in good hands.
Conditions and availability. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
This is Dorsey Hall. Community National Bank means to me customer service for local customers. We have a great staff that know the community. They know our customers by name. They're able to help them, and we're able to provide more service in an uncomplicated way. When a customer walks through the door, we want them to be greeted with a smile and a hello and know that we are truly caring about serving them.
You feel right at home. Right at home. Community National Bank.
Kansaland Radio.
Centralia is headed to state. They win 24-26, 25-12, 25-16. Jarrett, I'll be back with you to wrap this one up. What a fun one it was. And the first set tightly contested. Both teams going back and forth. Ultimately, it was Donovan West winning it in extras, but a dominant, dominant second set by Centralia. In the second set, they went on a run where they went. They had 10 points in a row and had 15 of the last 17. And in the third set, another nice long run towards the end gets them to state after a very, very mild hiatus. They once again win it 24-26, 25-12, 25-16. Be sure to check out our write-up. That will be posted here pretty soon up on our website, msdsportsnet.net, to recap all of the action from today's contest here from Burlingame. And that is going to do it. Centralia is off to state. We'll be broadcasting them in Dodge City next weekend, so be sure to stay tuned on our website, msdsports.net, for how our coverage will work out, and we'll have that information out as soon as we can. Thanks, everybody, for listening here today, whether you listen in the beginning, the middle, or right now, if you're just tuning in. Thank you so much. Also to our great sponsors, Kurt Kilman back in the booth, and Justin Fluke, our main man, back making this all possible as well. And that is going to do it here from Burlingame. Once again, Centralia is headed to state from Burlingame here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.